Bill Mackay of the University of Auckland School of Architecture. Welcome.
Kia ora, Catherine, and I'll just tell my wife we're having duck for dinner tonight.
Oh, blimey, those recipes are amazing.
I do my duck hunting in Chinese supermarkets, so we've had a couple of thousand years
practice. It'll do, Bill. You can't be great at everything. Now, Abbey Field, I'm really interested in this. Tell me about this new... what is it?
Yeah, well... I mean, it's basically Hilson housing hand in hand, and really kind of largely volunteer run community provider, and they have a long track record of producing really excellent houses with about a dozen people living in them, paying a very affordable rent and getting two meals a day cooked for them. So. That's the long and short of it. The government, as we know at the moment, is looking at health reforms, amalgamation of DHBs and all that sort of thing. But these health reforms, to be really serious, would need to tackle much deeper issues, such as focusing on prevention as much as treatment and cure. And specifically in New Zealand, because we have a pretty miserable housing stock, the close relationship between housing and health. And the midwinter spike in hospital attendance isn't just flu and that sort of thing. There's a direct correlation with housing too. Housing too cold, too damp, too mouldy. And on top of that, sometimes people, especially retired people, can't afford to warm the place properly or eat a good diet, get out to the shops regularly, that kind of thing. So I had never heard of Abbey Field before, and I was just chatting to a few people around RNZ here in Hobson Street as well, and they hadn't either. So kind of like, they're absolutely terrific. I went and visited their house in Sandringham, and they describe it as independent living for older people in the company of others. Really, it's a bit like living in a flat for older people, but with a housekeeper and a nice modern house, not the kinds of flats that I used to live in. People can Google Abbey Field and spelt A-B-B-E-Y, Field. Originated in the UK. They're in about half a dozen countries around the world now, and there are 14 of them in New Zealand, 14 houses with about 160 bedrooms altogether, and each house has about a dozen people and spread all the way throughout the country, to in Nelson, for example, where their HQ is, but all the way down to Dunedin. And in Auckland, the one that I looked at also was quite in contrast to the retirement villages. I'm impressed by a lot of retirement villages in terms of the buildings and the design. But as we know, the government is looking at some reforms there as well, because these businesses are excellent at confusing you and sucking a lot of money out of the pockets of their clientele. And we've heard all sorts of stories about that. So the one that I was visiting in Sandringham, two stories high, yes, it's got a lift, about a dozen people living there, each with a large private studio-style bedroom and ensuite and a balcony or ground-level access to the garden. Not big buildings. They fit in really nicely with residential neighbourhoods. So you're not in a kind of like a big gated community. During lockdown, they were telling me, had lots of neighbours popping up to the garden gate and asking if they were okay, etc. There's a picture on the website that people can have a look at. And then downstairs, there's a large shared living dining kitchen. You can make your own breakfast. You can request certain foods and things like that. And then a housekeeper cook comes in mid-morning, makes a variety of things for lunch and dinner. So it's semi-assisted, but mostly independent living. You pay a very reasonable food and board, nothing complicated like the retirement villages. The selection of residents for these isn't means tested, and there is no capital contribution. It's based on need and ability to self-care, get on with others as well. Average rent in 2020, I'm told, was $385 a week. Quite different from Auckland. and Wellington and many other popular places around the country. Most of the tenants there are over 80. Most lived alone before Abbeyfield. The main reason they came there, they say, were meal provision, security, safety, location, affordability. But Abbeyfield is also addressing mental health as well as physical. Loneliness and social isolation, they're a big silent epidemic throughout New Zealand, especially with the elderly. So Abbeyfield in Auckland, they're looking at a new one out near the Manukau Shopping Centre and Transport Interchange, but guess what? They need money. They've got a very good argument. They fundraise. They can get a loan to construct, but there's often a shortfall because they're a community provider, 1.5, 2 million. But they argue that the average residency term there is 5 years, and 46% of people live out their lives at Abbeyfield. 32% go on to rest home care, but do that 2 to 3 years later than the rest of the population. So this deferred cost can actually save the DHBs about $4.5 million over the lifetime of an Abbeyfield house, they reckon. So it's quite a convincing argument, especially with the rising tide of older people that we've got.
For sure.
That, you know, it fills a very good space in there, frees up housing for other people.
Right. Just a minute left. Do you want to just flag something you're going to talk about coming?
Yeah. So next week I'm going to the co-housing hui at Victoria University. It's on Tuesday, I think, June the 22nd. The last time one I went to was great. Workshops, networking, and I'll be reporting on that next time. And co-housing is really very similar to what Abbeyfield's about. So if you hear more about Abbeyfield, get out there and support their fundraising.
Excellent stuff. Thank you as always. Bill Mackay of the School of Architecture at the University of Auckland School of Architecture and Planning is the full title.